The next item on the agenda is the Carroll Rec Center with regards to the proposed rate. And Jack?
Thank you, Mayor. This was presented 2 weeks ago to you. I won't reiterate everything. We just need to make sure some things were noted on the agenda a little bit different. Again, ordinance is to propose recreation center rate membership rates. Those are listed below. The resolution, policy 809, recreation membership and admission fees. The change is the 24 hours. Must be 18 years old to access 24 hours. The one right before, monthly membership must be paid in full that period. At the time of the date of the purchase, that is the same. The graduating high school senior, that is the same. And we, because of our software system that we installed the last time, we had a different program. And so how we charge those monthly memberships, the reoccurring monthly memberships has changed a little bit. It used to be $15 a month. So if I went in today to buy a membership, everyone gets taken out on the 15th for today. If I go in today to get that monthly membership, the first payment would happen the next day. So we don't have all these transactions on the 15th of the month. It just happens to be the next day of when you sign up. We still have a lot of them when we converted over that are the 15th, but these are new ones. That's really the only change to policy 0809. It used to have all the rates, but we have switched that to ordinance. So that is policy 0809, 24-hour fitness. The bids, you see all the bids, they're exactly the same as last time. Andy was here last time and he asked some questions he was able to answer. So the recommendation to approve the attached ordinance, the resolution approving the revised policy 809, and to approve the bid from Dries Company for the total purchase price of $25,537. That was the low bid. I can answer any questions.
Hey Jack, not that I necessarily want to change direction on this tonight, but one concern I do have is the 24-hour access monthly charge.
Yep.
Not being an option for a month-to-month person. I would like us to keep an eye on that. And,
okay.
And if we need to, be prepared to change it if we need to.
Okay.
And my thought is this. If you get a college student coming home for 3 months, a lot of the younger kids probably the ones are going to be utilizing the facility later at night.
Yeah.
I know my kids, how late they stay up. I just don't want to lose out or miss an opportunity for their side. Right.
Now, if a college student would come back and is on a family membership, yes, they can have that card. If they're already in the system, they already have one, or if a family would sign up for a year plan. So that should cover some of them, but those individuals thinking, you know, maybe add a little more time to it, but I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to approving that for a college student. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to necessarily change direction. I keep an eye on that.
I will.
This is something that's been passionate to me for 6 years. I've been on council trying to get this done, so I'm just happy to see it moving. Not to mention, it's one of those things we've spent some money on already. Often we get accused of spending money and then stopping and not completing the project. So I'm glad to see us moving forward with it.
I'm going to take the counterpoint to that, and I've had contact with local businesses here. We have 3 facilities in Carroll that offer 24-hour access, and I know 2 of them are here. I don't know if I saw the 3rd one come in or not, but I have spoken with them, and I know there is a great desire among rec center patrons who would like to see a 24-hour access piece put in. There is some concern, and I agree with it, that we're taking public money and using it to battle against private industry. We have private clubs that offer 24-hour access today. By putting this in the rec center, we are competing head-to-head with them and using the tax dollars that they pay for their property taxes against them. I understand there's a desire for this from some of the public. I don't believe that it is actually a need that we are meeting. I think it is a desire of our clients at the rec, and I fear greatly for the businesses of Carroll where we start actually putting into place systems that would work against private business that has come to town and worked hard to build their business. They came after the wreck, let's be clear. That's a fact, it won't change, but they are here, they have invested, and they continue to put their money in. And I'd just like to make sure that those concerns are real. They're not opposed to the wreck. I've talked individually with them. They like the wreck, they like the access to the wreck. For instance, we have swimming access and aquatics as well as gymnasiums and the potential to expand such programs. The 24-hour access, and I know, Mike, you're right, we have put infrastructure in place so that we can make it happen, and we have made an investment. I just, as I've sat here and represent some of these businesses, I cannot, with a clear conscience, endorse hitting the switch and turning it on. I know that may not be the popular opinion, but it just really needs to be said, and I feel this is important that we don't utilize their tax dollars against them. So.
To that point, I would ask this question. Why do we buy new equipment? Why do we buy state-of-the-art equipment? It's keeping that competition on the edge. It's providing a service to current members. This is an additional service. And defining that want versus need, and I'm throwing this out for private businesses. I used to have a 24-hour gym. How much that is a need? How much is want? I don't really know how you quantify that. Our members want it. We have members that want it. Is it a need for the family? I don't know. I can't sit down and say, no, you can't do this at this time. I just can't fathom that argument. But I said I will maintain every time we put money into the rec center and improve it and buy the high quality stuff, by essence it's competition. So unless we're gonna quit spending any money on it.
I'm not sure if a lot of the people are thinking like you, Clay, or Annette. There's a quite a few people that join the rec center and go to the rec center and not really interested in going to another because of the pool. So those people, they're probably not gonna go to the other ones because they don't want to belong to two different places. But they want 24 access, but they're also members that want the pool also, not a tub. So there is people not in your area.
I'm a perfect example of that myself. A few short years ago, I was a member of the private clubs in Carroll. That was where I needed to be. Kids later, and now I'm a rec center member and my kids can take the benefit of the rec center and enjoy the gym or the pool while I'm on the treadmill. There is a place and there are purpose for each. I do recognize that.
I just don't know how what you're called damage, and I just don't know how much damage that's going to be. That's an unknown for us at this point.
It may be an unknown, but it's an unknown how much we will gain from it as well.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that the business owners that I've talked with feel that loss of one member, one piece of revenue is damaging to them. They struggle and work privately to keep up with that very state-of-the-art technology and equipment that you mentioned. And they do. They work hard. They work 14, 16 hours a day. They plow in their entire livelihoods to this industry. And this needs to be addressed at the table. And, you know, I'm very grateful that this came back around and we're able to address it here tonight. I really appreciate the time you've taken in listening to me. I don't often take this much time on stuff, but I really feel passionately about this, that we are encroaching on private business with this move. I've got my piece said.
I have one question for you. So would you oppose increasing our hours, extending hours, to be done in the past?
Sure.
You would oppose that also then? Or?
Sure, I'd have to give it some strong consideration. I don't know.
And to the owners that are here, please walk away with this. I'm not trying to create an air of competition, but on the other hand, we have taxpayers that are using the facilities that have requests. And we have an obligation now as well to meet those requests. And I understand it's going to create some difficulty or could potentially actually pretty difficult for you guys. But you've also got to think of the members that are there for a reason. And they have as convoluted lives as what your members have that require the 24 hours. But I just ask that you would consider that as well.
Jack, this may seem off topic. I have a question about the camera system. Will this be advantageous to more than just the where the 24/7 workout?
Yeah, I believe there's one extra.
A long time ago, you said we really did need more for security.
Yeah.
So this investment is for more than just the 24/7?
I believe.
Or not?
I believe, yes. I don't have the locations, but I know we talked about, and I'm not 100% sure, but there might be an additional one in the gym.
Okay.
Because we have some dead spots.
So it will be advantageous for other sections also.
Yeah, but again, majority of it is for the 24 hours, so. Either way, I think we needed some cameras in the weight room.
I remember you were saying that a long time ago, but I didn't know if that had been remedied. Okay, thanks.
I'm really glad you segued into that, Carolyn. That does bring up another question of security. With the cameras proposed, Jack, will you be covering 100% of the workout area that's accessible 24 hours a day? Will there be any blind spots?
I don't believe so, no. We made sure that they knew where all the companies came down, looked at the facility, had ideas, and we show where the corners are, and we need to see everything.
And with that and monitoring that, you very generously at the previous meeting we had mentioned that you'd be watching that video footage routinely.
Yes.
What can you be a little more specific about that? What's your routine? What's your plan for that?
I will go look on the cameras. One, if we know there was a possible incident or something, but generally once a week, a couple times a week, I will look at it. Our hopes is to have this monitored other places. I know last time we talked, maybe at the comm center. I have had initial conversation with the sheriff. He's getting back to me if that's a possibility to have it at comm center. I don't know if there's something we can do with the police, but I will review them weekly. Will it be every day and watch from 9 o'clock when we close till 5:30 in the morning? No. I will scan it. There's ways you can go five, in a minute, you can see about 10 minutes of video.
And I can tell you that the best practice that I've caught from at least two of the local facilities is that they do police that daily.
Okay.
And they find value in policing that, and they recommended that.
Okay.
I share with that you may want to find some way to form a system to do that.
Okay.
And make sure that you are watching it, not only for the safety of our patrons, but also the safety of the equipment and the facility as well.
Sure. We will have someone in the building. They won't be in that room. Most likely they'll be in the hallways, in the gym, cleaning, locker rooms. So we will have some presence down there till about 2 in the morning.
That's good to know too. Thank you.
Yep. A little bit earlier Saturday, Sunday, because we close at 7, but they'll be there.
Jack, maybe off the top of your head, I know I'm lobbied. I talked to a couple of the owners. This Mackie was today, and Tony Mortimer Sunday, and they asked me if we had any. I know I am lobbied a lot for this, and they both asked, "Do we have any idea how many people would take advantage of this at the rec center?" I said, "I have no idea. All I know is people lobbied me a lot."
Yeah, people lobbied me. Sometimes the same families and couple.
Right.
We hear, I work late at the hospital. We still have a family membership, so it'd be nice, to be able to use that facility. Hours were not open. This could potentially shorten some of our staff hours, save revenue on that side. We're about family and senior memberships. When these places did open 10, 15 years ago, we had a significant drop in single memberships. Adult memberships, we were in the 700-800 single memberships. That's down to 400 or 500. So we did significant, and we've lost revenue, and our, we continue to raise prices. We've tried to make sure that we don't go out and do things that are competing against the private companies. I know the two for sure. And there's things that we don't do because of that. This, I don't believe, is really as big of a impact as other things we could do.
Well, I asked them, they asked me the question, I asked them the same question.
Yeah.
And it's about a dozen members that they have that show up late. And Mackie said, I can pull you my numbers. I said, Tony told me about a dozen. And if I remember correctly, very few use it past 9 p.m.
Right.
Or early in the day. So really, I don't know if when people tell me they want 24/7, what they really mean. Do they want us to stay open till midnight? Do they want us to open at 3 in the, you know? Jerry brought, because I discussed this, the extended hours too, and we have invested, I agree 100% with Mike, we have invested, we need to figure this out and make it work, and make it work with these businesses that have invested in Carroll too, so.
You're really gonna struggle getting staff past 9 o'clock,
well,
Monday through Friday. Information I received from a gentleman who has a very large health club, says, and this is a community of about 150,000, you'll see activity up till about midnight, and then you'll start again about 3:45.
Okay.
To 4 is what they see, and again, that's a very large community.
Councilman Potts,
you had some insight on that those times too, correct?
Just, I know with personal experience, I had my gym as small as it was. We literally had people running around the clock. I had a conversation with my wife about it this weekend just to make sure I wasn't off my rocker. She validated that I wasn't off my rocker, that we did have memories throughout the night.
Did you ask the rest of us?
Well, time is short. I might if I just don't remember. But no, we had people in literally around the clock. So.
Yeah. I guess, and I said this to both the guys, I said, well, we aren't even 24/7 yet, and you have a dozen. That's not a huge number, you know, and we're not doing it yet. And so then I thought, I need to be open. I need to think about this. And then I guess when you brought up staff, they don't want to stay, I get it. So if we did something like major extended, you know, like extended hours, then the camera system and the access control cards, could we use the cards? I mean, let's say that we try 24/7 and we're finding there just aren't that many people, even though it seems like it because so many people talk to us about it. Would this still be a good investment if we went to some kind of extended hours or not? That it wouldn't be thrown away. I was asked about my fiduciary responsibility by Pat. and I said, hey, I'm all about it.
So these cards would be able to work up to midnight, then again at 4?
Yeah, or something like that. I just want to know. I think this is a good investment.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If it's not staffed anyway, what difference does it make if you close it for 4 hours and the door's locked for 4 hours?
I know. But,
you know, I see where you're going. I understand the respect, but it's just, if you're looking at it that way, if you've got 3 hours.
If you're going to do it, you might as well.
Yeah.
Those individuals are buying $10, so they have access 24/7.
24/7.
Yeah, they want to come in on Christmas Day, New Year's Day. They want to be able to use the facility.
So it wouldn't make any difference with, like, utilities or any of that kind of stuff. Okay,
my question. That question that Carolyn just made about utilities, how will it be lighted? Will it be lighted 24/7 or will it be on a motion type system?
The weight room is on a motion system. You would keep the hallways, and we can control some of that. You know, the gym would be turned off. There's some security lighting there. Pool would be shut off, all the rooms. So we have some decent control of how, and this does include, you know, putting new locks on. So at 9 o'clock, all the locker rooms locked, those rooms. they're on a system that they like. Yeah, we have lightning storm. One of us is going down there to make sure everything is working right. So we'll have to do things like that periodically, but we're gonna be learning, you know, the next couple weeks, but we'll have lights on, yes.
We don't have a backup generator there.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah, there's a backup generator that has emergency lighting.
So it would, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The exit signs would work to get them out of the building. Siren, yeah.
Control panel area gonna be open for access during that time? Are you gonna fence that off?
Those are all locked, yep. We're probably gonna go to a system where we have a laptop similar to this that they will put away every night.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Just to refresh my memory, the access for restroom facilities, showering, et cetera, will be the family changes?
Yes, yep. As soon as someone walks in, they push the button, it locks. The only time it unlocks is when they hit the switch to open it up. So it'll be, there's cameras right there.
Mike, at the last meeting, did you have a comment about the $10? Did you say maybe you had that increase?
Well, my concern with it was if you have one person in your membership, whether you have two, three, four, five, just the exponential growth with it. And I've had conversations with Jack and stuff. He's kind of helped my hand through it, walked me through that process.
Okay.
So my only issue I really had at this point was just that it was only on an annual basis. Like I said, this isn't an in stone binding contract here tonight that's going to last forever. If there's an issue and people decide, hey, I want to have this for this, you know, whatever, for just 2 months, I'm here for the summer, whatever, it's something we can visit down the road.
So it's a monthly, Jack, so it's just billed to them monthly?
Yeah, if they're committed to a year and they can do it 10 months a month, or some people come in, Brad would walk in, pay his family membership, he'll pay $120 for the year to have that access.
And you can electronically
debit the.
Yeah, but their card, so they don't pay or decide they want to quit, we can make sure that their access card does not work,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe the staffing part of the issue with the annuals, just not having the extra work of tracking that. My only argument that would be is if somebody comes in and does their monthly membership and you charge them, it's take another block on the screen and they get their $10 charge for that. So, as I say, I would have you seriously consider that. But
okay.
So we can visit that.
Okay. I understand.
I can say that the gym owners I talked with were pleased to see your action, Jack, and maybe the board's action of raising the rates and including an additional charge for the 24-hour service. That was well received and appreciated to at least keep it on a more competitive level.
Right. Well, I think forcing the annual membership to use this will probably also be a deterrent that would keep it from hopping gyms.
I can agree with that.
Do you guys do monthly memberships?
Yeah.
So this would probably be a deterrent to jump from you guys to us.
I was going to let you address my point when I was done.
Okay.
I know somebody wanted to talk. Did you, Tony?
Yeah, both. I'm sure both of us want to.
Yeah. But
I'll let the lady have first.
If there aren't anything else from the council, I'll come back to them. But just in the essence of time, I'll allot 10 minutes. So you guys have a total of 10 minutes together. 5 minutes each if you want.
Okay.
Jen, do you want to go first or Tony? I had a discussion with somebody's significant other before I got here, so I said I will not. That's so it is 6:30. And go ahead, Jen.
Okay.
Give us your name. And
I'm Jen Mackey. I am an owner of Anytime Fitness, and this is Kimberly Preston. She's the gym manager. And of course, I'm stuck here tonight, Pat's out of town, so we just wanted to make sure we brought up a few of the concerns, and you did address a lot of them already tonight. But some of our concerns are, again, about security, that making sure there's no blind spots. I know that Kim and Pat went through a lot trying to make sure that every corner of the gym
is seen on camera. And we have 15 cameras in our gym right now, so it's, you know, it's something that's really important for security and safety of all of the members to make sure that every corner is able to be seen with the cameras. So that's a major concern. And then just making sure somebody's monitoring it daily, because Kim does monitor it every morning just to make sure there's nothing. Sometimes there is some, that's what we call it, tomfoolery going on. And, you know, people sneaking in with others that aren't members and that type of thing. So, you know, just things that go on during the night that might not happen during the day when it's monitored. And then the locker rooms, I guess that was addressed. We didn't know if the locker rooms were going to be included in the secured area, or but that sounds like that's going to be locked off. So that's good. That'll be easier to monitor. And then that the shared numbers that actually that shared that the member with that, that actually have are minimal. We do believe that adding this facility is a real need. So we have shared that the members, I'm not sure what that means, so I'm going to skip that. I don't oh yeah, so just like us, yeah, there's a few of us that use both gyms, yeah. And our family is one, you know, our kids like to use the basketball court and the pool and things like that as well. So there are a lot of members that do that right now. 24-hour fitness is a luxury that private enterprise capitalizes on. It's an asset in our court. One lost member equals lost revenue. One member that doesn't join our gym because the rec now offers 24-hour fitness is lost revenue. One member lost or one member not gained is quite simply lost revenue. One member is too much and causes competition between private business owners and municipality. Paying privately owned businesses, by the way. Cost for conversion for 24-hour fitness is a dollar that doesn't need to be spent, even if the majority of the cost has already been experienced. City, municipality is meant to offer services and facilities that private enterprise cannot provide. The service is an asset for our gym and should not be competed with by a municipality. If you want indication of direct competition from the rec center, Pat was recently contacted by Bernard Bakken, and they wanted to, we were looking for a 24-hour gym, just kind of shortening this up from him. He said that they were looking at all of the other, all the gyms in town, and then they were contacted or something happened where the rec center said, hold up, because now we're gonna be 24-hour member, or a 24-hour gym as well. So that kind of took away business from us that could have been handled right away because now this is going on. So. Just again, direct competition with tax-paying private enterprise. So.
Did you have something else to add? Anything else?
I asked Kimberly, manager of the gym. My biggest thing is the security. I mean, we want everyone to be healthy and enjoy health and wellness. And I don't really care where you're at. I want you to be healthy, but I'm really concerned for security. Like I said, I check the gym cameras every day. We have no blind spots in our gym. It is a process. It does take me time. I'm paid salary, so I get paid to do that. I'm also on call 24/7, so when something goes wrong, they call me. I get out of bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, I go there. 3 o'clock, when the computers aren't working, can't scan in, that's still me. So I guess that's our biggest concern is.
And the internet, when the internet goes down, the FOB system goes down as well. So then someone has to go let people in or,
yes.
or fix that yeah. too. So, or the power goes out, that type of thing. So it's an internet-based system.
Yeah. Yeah, our camera system actually, and I don't know how yours would be set up, but I can see who scans in. I can go back to the camera system, and I can track, okay, so Jen scanned in at 3:30, and then she's scanning again at 3:45. That's a little fishy. I'm going to go watch the video and see. I do look at all video all the time, just kind of do the fast forward and see what's going on, because we do have and have had incidences with, you know, the 17-year-old kid that takes the fob off the counter, grabs some of his friend, and he's in the gym messing around in our training room, using the balls, kicking him around, and, you know, that's not okay, and then I have to contact the family and let them know. So, and it's just some things that we want you guys to be aware of as well, with the 24-hour facilities that you have them.
Can you monitor your system live?
Yes, Pat actually has it set up on his iPad, and we're in the process of trying to get my iPad as well, so that I can see it from my home.
That's something we'll be able to do. What's your, sorry, Terrence, what's your policy if someone uses, if I give Brad my fob, what's my punishment?
$50 fee.
I'm saying people don't use the rec center again. I think we are so very, very strict that one time, you know, we don't allow this.
Do we have that in this ordinance?
Yes.
It is in policy.
In the policy. So, our number one thing is safety too. And again, this is what, you know, so our members are here and, you know, one of the areas, you know, fitness classes, we charge $35. If we'd include that in our membership, similar to what they do, that's a huge difference. Then we're losing, they're losing members. We're not doing things like that. Again, this is something that.
The other thing I would mind, you know, over time is getting our rates increased. I mean, we're way under, in some instances, I think, from what you guys do. And we got a swimming pool we got to take care of. You know, I you go up to the YMCA in Spencer, and that was 8 years ago I looked at that, and that was $750 for a year. I mean, we're nowhere near that.
No, no.
You know, and if those rates increase, that's going to drive people out. It's bad for the people that do too, but, you know, still, we got to get that raised up. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
The Del Y is packed with people. They have the workout place. They are, I thought they were 24/7. They are not. They have extended hours.
Okay.
But you know, it's 24/7 at their website, the rec center in Sac City, the rec center in Manning.
Yep. Yes.
I did not know that.
Manning actually put theirs up in competition to my gym.
Thank you for the opportunity to share my perspective on this topic. For those who don't know me, I'm Tony Wormont, owner of Platinum Fitness here in Carroll. I'm the owner manager, head trainer, and I reside at 119 West 2nd Street here in Carroll. I started my health and fitness career here in Carroll over 8 years ago. I was new to Carroll, and when I started building my life here, it did not take long for me to figure out that Carroll's where I wanted to put my roots. Carroll embodied a lot of things that I wanted to be part of. One thing I've always admired was the city's commitment to small business. It's not hard to see Carroll takes pride in the small business atmosphere and continued commitment in its continuation. This is hard to find in today's economic climate. Another is the commitment to charity and helping those in need. Carroll pulls together in times of need or crisis to make a difference. This example has helped me evolve myself and my own and the implementation of my career in Carroll. I've always felt that we are blessed to have such a great rec facility. It is a fantastic facility. And it brings a lot of value to the citizens' lives with the pool, gymnasium, the kids' programs, and the sports. I took over ownership of Platinum Fitness in 2015 from Joe and Lisa Lampe. Platinum is a 24-hour facility offering a variety of strength and cardio equipment, as well as personal training and class variety. I originally took over the great facility to help the citizens, help them reach their goals, and offer something for them to want to be part of. Over the years of ownership, I have developed a greater vision for my facility. In spirit of the example set by the community, we have reached out to the special needs community to enrich the life of those with challenges, as exercise has a positive effect on their health and well-being. And I think everybody knows that. When you exercise, you feel better. And everybody should have that access. And that was a need that was filled because nobody else was filling it. I took the step and I did it, all right? So we're also working with the Animal Rescue League to help bring awareness to the available animals that need a home with our Platinum Pets. Every month we pick a pet and we highlight that and we put it on social media. The goal, to get those pets a family and to help them find love. We offer discounts for those members wanting to volunteer as well at the facility. And we also give a 1 month free membership to those who adopt a pet as a little added incentive, a thank you for doing that. I tell you this to illustrate my commitment to the community. I love this town. I've had opportunities to leave this town. I have forced out of this town and stuck around until I could come back. This is where I wanted to be, all right? I have always believed the private sector and the city can coexist in a complementary partnership. We can work together to better serve the citizens. I see the rec offering and filling the gaps of which the private sector cannot. Improvements to the gymnasium or expansion of that. The pool, the rec, and the kids programs are examples of where the rec could complement the private sector better and let us do what we do. Adding 24-hour access to the rec does not complement my business or the other 24-hour facilities. It creates direct competition with my business. and the ability to serve my members. The consequence of another 24-hour facility will be reduced memberships and potentially limit my abilities to outreach to those people that can't get served, all right? So I come as a commercial and residential taxpayer, as well as a business owner, and I pose two questions in consideration of this question. One, with three other facilities offering 24-hour access, is this really a need or just simply a want? And two, can the money be better allocated to other projects that would better serve the community as a whole? There are plenty of things that need money, things that the private sector, we will never provide. And I think that is more of the goal of the city, is to take that responsibility to work and do those things that we can't do for the city. Now, to Mike's comment, you know, about competition, I'm kind of torn with that a little bit, because the rec operates in a world that the private sector doesn't. And so competition is kind of a sticky thing when you don't play on the same playing field.
It is.
So I just think that needed to be pointed out, because I'm not against people having safe equipment, but at the same time recognize the fact that we're not playing on the same playing field. It's just not the same. So with that, I thank you for the consideration and for your time. And I look forward to working with the city more and building a bigger, better relationship between the private sector and the city to serve the people of Carroll. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I address Mr. Womack?
You're not supposed to, but
in this case, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tony.
I just don't want to get a confrontation.
Just know this. I mean, my heart is this. I don't want to compete with private business, but I also don't want to limit our current members. And that's the position I'm at.
And that's understandable. And that also is where we come in. We are an extension for those needs or wants of your members. Because we've already established that there are dual memberships. People are already doing this. So why is that a problem to continue?
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. I kind of sit in your court too. I play to that respect. I don't like government competition with that. And that's why I keep going back. I'll still go back to these prices of these memberships. This is what needs to be changed. That's, I think, to me, the direct competition to these places. If they're at $600 a year, $700 a year, we're at $450 and we got a pool and a basketball court. That, to me, these fees are outrageously low. That's what needs to be raised. Since I've been on here, we started that 24-hour access. That's what we were have been leading up to for the last 6 years that I'm aware of. So.
Well, it comes before the council, and at least we have the opinions of these local business people, their concerns, and I do appreciate us all hearing that out, and that's something this council's been very good at, is keeping an ear to the people. We had a large group in here earlier. We want to hear from everybody. So thank you all for your time and consideration.
Does that $10 cover, to me, I guess?
You don't know until we put it out there, see how many members want to do that conversion.
You know, a break even? Or, what would break it break even?
Yeah, this is my first thought of it. Yeah, the $25,500 system. That's 2,500 single memberships, but this system's gonna be in place for 10 years before we probably need to update and redo things.
2,500 a year. Yeah.
But that system is gonna be used
in months.
Yeah.
In months.
2,500 a month.
A year. No, per year.
Per year. $10 a month.
$250 a month.
2,500 a month, we'll pay for that 2,500.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, they're paying 120 more per person. Year.
I think that the camera system would be warranted anyway, just to kind of help some of the staffing.
And the system, that door on the north side was designed so we could put a fob in that system to update. We had the lighting, we put in the ramp, we'll need to do some parking, painting us some parking spots at that location.
Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, but the 14 cameras that we're purchasing with this is in addition to the cameras we actually have at the rec center.
Yeah.
So, and do you know how many we have today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So,
1, 2, 8.
So, I mean, this is supplement what we have, so we avoid those blind spots.
Okay.
I got one question, if I may. What about the parking lot? Security in the parking lot?
There'll be a camera outside that north door.
What about the...
People won't park on the west side or the east side. We don't know how many people will be there, but no. There's cameras in the facility. There's lighting out there.
Well, I'm just trying to understand the security.
Yeah.
You know, also what goes on in the parking lots. You know, we don't want the kids vandalizing our cars.
No.
Are there any more questions from the council? If not, I'll need a motion to approve the ordinance with the correction of the word reveals to repeals in section one. That would need to change for the ordinance for the new recreation center rates.
First, would you like to approve the first reading or all the way both your readings? That's the first step.
Yeah, I can't make a motion, so I'm offering someone to, given the language, either waive the first reading and then we can come back and
we're working
read it
again. In this ordinance, is my understanding of it, right? This is
correct.
It does give us the ability to collect a $10 for 24 hour access, but
correct.
This is not approving the system.
Correct. This is just the ordinance for the rates. We will have to go back and do another motion for the other stuff.
Mike, you're the master of the ordinances. Can you help out here?
We can waive the first reading and bring it back
for the
waive all three readings.
For the rates, I would waive all three readings.
I would second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. If there is no further discussion, we'll need to go ahead and vote.
Cox?
Yes.
Fleschner?
Yes.
Seaman?
Yes.
Dirks?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Bays?
Yes.
Motion to adopt the ordinance.
Motion to adopt. Okay. And then we'll need a second.
Second.
Cox and Haley, first and second. If there's no other discussion, we'll go ahead and vote.
Haley?
Yes.
Seaman?
Yes.
Dirks?
Yes.
Fleschner?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Bays?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
And then the second motion we need is for the resolution of the rec center policy number 0809 for rec center membership and admission fees. Correct.
Is different from the rates we just approved. How?
This is setting up policies on how we apply.
As to how to apply.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure
all the other language in here.
Good question.
The
we sometimes pile this stuff together.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion and a second. If there is no further discussion, we'll vote.
Bays?
Yes.
Seaman?
Yes.
Fleschner?
Yes.
Dirks?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
And finally, we need a motion to accept the bid results for the access 24-hour access system from Dreesh Company for the total purchase price $25,537.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second. There is no other discussion. We'll go ahead and vote.
Chase?
Yes.
Fleischer?
Yes.
Haley?
No.
Seaman?
Yes.